some names of people that might have been important in school, particularly as you were in junior high or in Northwestern, that nurtured you, mentored you in your acting?
There were a few famous people there. Oh, gosh, I wish I could remember names. There was one very famous woman teacher who mentored and taught Charlton Heston. And she was very famous. Patricia Neal was a student of hers, and Cloris Leachman, just several. Those are the really big names that I can remember, though. But
at Northwestern, when you were there.
No, I was not there. I was just a couple of years after them.
But when you were there, were any names that were studying as you and then went on to become famous?
John Stevenson was a character actor. Paul Lynn was in my class. Charlotte Lebowski, who did several TV sitcoms. Very, very funny, funny girl. And Paul Lynn, of course, was the star of the campus. He was so funny.
Did you appear in a play with him?
No, I didn't. He was kind of a stand-up comedian type, you know. But Northwestern was great. It was the home of the WTCU. There was not a drop of alcohol.
Women's anywhere. Christian Temperance Union.
Absolutely. My mother was thrilled about that. So off we all went to Howard Street. Howard Street was the cutoff place between Chicago and Evanston. One side of the street was wall-to-wall bars, and the other side of the street were just little shops. So Dave Garraway was learning to be a disc jockey in one of the bars, and we'd go to listen to him all the time. And his favorite, of course, was Sarah Vaughan, who was next door, and Billy Eckstein, who sang with her. And next door to them was Nat King Cole. And they announced that he was starting a trio, and they had a big opening for him. And then on down the way, well, you know, it just went on and on. Oh, Fats Waller was then next door. And it was just an absolute retinue of stars and
that
singers.
Were on the way up.
Right, that were on the way up.
And you That's recall right. being in those places and hearing those people.
And all the boys would take us in. I was so sorry I didn't like beer because you bought it by the pitcher and then they'd give you pretzels or whatever. And you spent the evening on one pitcher of beer. It was sensational. We had to drink Coca-Cola because none of us really liked beer very much.
That must have been something then, as Nat King Cole and Sarah Vaughan, they became
popular.
Yeah,
can you imagine that then?
To know that you had been there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
When they were practicing, so
Absolutely.
To speak.
They were learning how.
What a fun, great memory you
it
had
really,
of all of that.
It was really, really wonderful. I couldn't tell you if the fight song,
yes.
If I heard the Northwest, I wouldn't know it at all. Because if you had a date, you went into Chicago. All the dances for the schools and the sororities were all held in the Chicago Hotel, the Stevenson and the thousands of other hotels downtown. And, of course, we'd all go downtown. Ray Bolger appeared one time for a school dance, and he was so funny. And there was a great tenor, Phil, somebody that I can't remember his name, you know, he would sing, and then they would do a little comedy act together. It was just, we were sort of snobbish at the time, but it was great fun.
So you didn't know your fight song, is that because you didn't go to football games and all?
After I married, I went to Northwestern. As a matter of fact, we lost every game for 37 years, but we had a wonderful song. Don't you worry, you're all right. We don't care. You'll win the day, and they'll be pumping our gas someday. Or something to that effect. So we thought we were terribly great, you know. But when I married, Northwestern played Oklahoma. So we all went to the game. It seemed that the boys had been to a hotel to be fed the night before, and they all got ptomaine poisoning.
Northwestern's?
No.
Oklahoma's?
Oklahoma's team. And, of course, Northwestern beat them soundly. Walt said, yeah, you took us up there and got us all sick. That's the only way you could win. I said, if you can't come to the big city and tough it out, you know, too bad, fellas.
So that would have been sometime in the 50s or 60s?
Yeah.